All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is the Grim Rant Show. Got Dead Penetration for the last time on the Grim Rant Show. So, he'll be, as I said, transitioning over to the, whatever the fuck we're gonna do on Sunday.
Yeah.
Probably more adult AVN type games. He says he seems to like those a little better than the articles.
Like those, the movies.
The movies. We're gonna start doing some of those too. So we'll try to see how we can work it out. Because we're also dealing with the other Grindhouse type people, like Grindhouse A Go-Go, and you know, other folks on BitChute that are, you know, putting these movies up. So I'm not really, again, I'm not trying to compete with you guys. We just want to do our commentary on some of these films. Oh, by the way, I ordered some stuff and I was gonna put it on the online as like a exclusive for you guys, but I happen to know the man who filmed the things. He is an artist that I worked with years ago. And this is cool stuff, especially if you were like a nu metal guy. Because this is basically, it was called Backstage Sluts 2 and Backstage Sluts 3. Now see, Matt Zane is the guy that did these. And yes, I happen to know Matt Zane. But basically, Matt Zane of Society 1, he worked on a lot of this. He worked on a lot of porn, basically, and interviews around this time. So you've got everybody from Fred Durst to Limp Bizkit. You've got the POD. You've got Insane Clown Posse. You've got Jenna Torturers. You've got all these really classic acts back in the day, in their prime. This was when they were in their prime. Talking about some of the crazy sex antics that went on back then. And I was going to give you guys this free because I actually ordered both the DVDs. I had to find them on Amazon. And of course, you know, you can only get them from sellers because you can't buy them anymore, right? They're very old. So basically, he gave me a very good reason why. And he said, look, the reason why I've made it so those can't be online is because I want to use the footage for a movie that I'm making, where I'm going to take all of my footage and put it together. It's a film that he calls, excuse me, and I need to get it from him directly, because if I don't get it from him directly, you're not going to get it. So I will be promoting this film, by the way. I fully stand by this film, and I want you guys to go watch it. But, excuse me, I have to actually find it. I could just search him up. Okay, so it's called Everyone Dies the Movie. That's the name. EveryoneDiesTheMovie.com. So if you don't know much about Matt Zane, He is, rather, a rocker that was all about pushing the boundaries and limits, right? He would do shows on meat hooks, you know, hanging his, you know, he'd hang from meat hooks and stuff like that. It was a real cool thing that he did. Any of you guys that remember Uranium, you know, Mistress Julia, you know, interviewed him and stuff like that. He's interviewed all kinds of bands. And this is his classic footage. People want this. So he wants to have this movie available, you know, with all this classic footage that he's made himself. You've got stuff from Static X. You know, Wayne's dead. They just put out that Static X final. Ooh, I forgot to give you that, but I'm good. Make sure I give you that. That's, it's called Regenesis Part 2, and it's really, really good. A Regeneration Part 2, that's the last of Wayne's demos. They have no more demos after that. So basically, they made some really good shit. They did a cover of the Nine Inch Nails song, Terrible Lie, and some other stuff. But it's all really good, classic Static X. And again, that's all we're going to hear from Wayne. That's all they've got left of his legacy as a rock artist, right? So they've got stuff from him. They've got stuff from all these classic people. Some of them long gone. And it's going to be great to see that stuff. You got stuff from Ben Moody when he was still in Evanescence.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This is some really classic stuff. And again, I wanted to give you guys this because, of course, I'm all about preserving the history of the era that me and DP were actually part of, right? Like, we remember this music growing up. So, you know, it's cool, but basically what we're going to do is just promote Everyone Dies the movie. So you can check that out. It's got a lot of his footage, and I'm not going to be able to show it like I would because all he's going to do is go over there and, you know, copyright strike it. So we're not going to do that. I don't want to fool with him. I mean, he literally gave me a good answer. He's like, well, you know, it's not that it's copyright, it's that it's mine and I want to use it for my own movie. And I'm like, that's awesome. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to do it then. There's no sense in me putting it up. But I still have the old movies. So, you know, I may watch them. But, you know, all that footage is supposedly going to be up. Maybe uncut. Because apparently what they did originally was have these porn stars interact or basically react the scenes that these rockers were talking about, like Fred Durst and all these guys.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was a classic time. This was way back when. Old school degeneracy. And since we're talking about degeneracy, let's talk about SpinningRobotPussy.com. Sorry I didn't get you last time, Revy. There was a lot on my mind. But we're going to talk about you this time. Hey, Valentine's Day, right around the corner. There's not that many left. You need to go ahead and order while you still can. Your waifu needs a spinning robot pussy. You know she does. You just bought your doll from the dollhouse or wherever, you know, where other fine dolls are sold. And you're like, hey, I need a spinning robot pussy. That would make my doll experience so much better. Well, you can get one. Or you can get the little fall in the eyes if you want her to follow you around like a creepy painting, right? And there's also the waifu goo. You can get waifu goo, too. Remember, those are both exclusive items at the dollhouse. The-doll-house.com. So, Grim should not drink two Mountain Dews. But anyway, let's go ahead and get fucking started, because we got a lot to talk about. But this is not what you guys expected. Yes, we're going to do articles hard fucking core next Friday. But we've got a major deal. Basically, we're going to be talking about Vince McMahon. Why? Vince McMahon of WWE. I was a big WWE fan growing up, you know. Maybe not so much with the classic era, but with the Attitude Era.
Attitude Era was my
dream. Yeah, that was mine. So,
especially when UFC came in, I was still into wrestling, even though. If you want to see a real fight, UFC. But, yeah, theirs was. It was more off script and raw. And I like that part.
Okay. So anyway, there's a lot to talk about. All right. So first and foremost, and making this very, very simple. Hold on. Did I fuck this up? I might have. That's okay. Let's see. Vince McMahon. I'll just do it like this because I know I'll find the article. So, New York Times. Vince McMahon cuts WWE ties after sex trafficking accusation. Oh, this is more than an accusation, folks. So, here's what happened according to Daily Mail. Janelle Grant hopes any doors of secrecy at the WWE have been blown off by her bombshell sex trafficking lawsuit against Vince McMahon, in which she claims the 78-year-old defecated on her head in a threesome.
Well, that would ruin someone's
day. The former WWE employee who accused Vince McMahon of sex trafficking and claimed that the 78-year-old billionaire defecated on her head during a threesome admits she hopes any doors of secrecy have been blown off their hinges by her lawsuit. Janelle Grant, who previously agreed to a $3 million settlement in exchange for signing a non-disclosure agreement in 2022, filed her new lawsuit against McMahon, the WWE and former executive, this week. And that filing, which was obtained by Daily Mail, Grant claims McMahon, who denies the allegations, stopped making payments after the initial $1 million installment, and she now seeks to void that agreement. Furthermore, Grant claims she suffered bruising and bleeding after McMahon forcefully penetrated her with sex toys, which he named after his wrestlers. Oh, we will talk about it.
Here comes the big show.
I've got the emails. I've got the text messages. We are going to read them live.
You are going to laugh. She knew his age. Maybe a man of that age might just accidentally shit during a threesome.
She also alleges that McMahon and another WWE executive locked her in a room at the WWE's Connecticut headquarters in June of 2021 and took turns sexually assaulting her during the workday. Damn.
Man, time flies by, though. And
the married McMahon is additionally accused of trafficking Grant to other men and sharing nude photographs of the plaintiff. She's seeking unspecified damages.
Right. What was
the
first name?
Janelle Grant. She said in a statement read by her St. Louis-based attorney, Ann Callis, that she hopes any doors of secrecy have been blown off their hinges. It added, she hopes that those at the company past and present who fear speaking out about harm is a thing of the past. She wishes them all peace. McMahon has responded to the claims via a spokesperson who says the 78-year-old intends to fight to clear his name. The lawsuit is replete with lies, obscene made-up instances that never occurred. No, we've got the fucking text! And a vindicative distortion of the truth, a spokesman for McMahon said on Thursday. He will vigorously defend himself. The WWE previously described McMahon's sexual relationship with Grant as consensual in a 2022 statement. The lawsuit comes as McMahon is reducing his role within the company. In fact, he briefly left the WWE in 2022 when the initial allegations of his infidelities first surfaced in a Wall Street Journal report. And this week, former wrestler Dwayne The Rock Johnson was appointed to the board of directors at TKO, the umbrella company formed by the UFC-WWE merger. Meanwhile, another former wrestler, Triple H, has replaced McMahon as the WWE's chief content officer.
I just don't think I've seen her wrestling.
WWE executive and retired wrestler John Laurinaitis is also named as a defendant in the suit. Laurinaitis was fired from WWE in 2022. Grant began working in WWE in 2019, joining the company at a difficult time in her life, according to the filing. The two met in March 2019 when Miss Grant was dealing with profound grief and struggling financially after devoting years to around-the-clock caregiving. Her parents passed away, read the filing. On top of that, she was unemployed and her family home was lost in her parents' bankruptcy. Oof. As McMahon dangled career-making and life-changing promises in front of Miss Grant, he demonstrated an increasing lack of boundaries, read the filing. During several meetings that were ostensibly about a potential job at WWE, he greeted her in his underwear, touched her, repeatedly asked for hugs, and spent hours sharing intimate details about his personal life. Despite Ms. Grant's expressions of unhappiness and attempts to end the sexual relationship, and while she came to understand that McMahon expected the physical relationship to continue as part of her employment, she had no idea how sordid it would become, nor how the psychological torture and physical violence would leave her feeling helpless, isolated, and trapped. Now, I also have some DMs here from a guy that was formerly on my show and knows a lot more about all this stuff than I do. So, first of all, we have, from the history of wrestling, notably, McMahon was most aggressive when using the certain sex toys named after male WWE wrestlers and performers. McMahon named the sex toys so that the color of the toy matched the race of the wrestler. For example, a black dildo would be named after an African-American wrestler, and a white dildo would be named after a Caucasian wrestler. In addition to McMahon's infatuation with pretending that other men, and namely certain WWE talent, were in the room with them, this was yet another incremental step in desensitizing Ms. Grant to his fantasy, and eventual demands that she perform sexual acts and or have sexual contact with others within the WWE. And there's more that was going on.
I'd hook up with you, girl, but your head smells like shit.
He says, that's just the tip. We've known this shit for years. No one listens.
That's how it started with just the tip.
And I said, were the other wrestlers aware of this as well as kids in Triple H? And he said, yeah, and they are part of it. He said they filmed a rape video in the 80s, which they found recently. And they said, this shit's been in wrestling since before Hogan. He says, this shit's been in wrestling. He said, Fabulous Moolah ran a brothel. Not only that, Pat Patterson raped ring boys and fucked wrestlers when he was training them. Also, the people that taught Pat molested Rowdy Roddy Piper. So there's a lot of shit. Yeah, this shit's been going on for a long time in wrestling, unfortunately.
I don't think Macho Man would let Miss Elizabeth be a part of that.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you're going nowhere. Yeah.
So, also, we have some more stuff that's going on, because I said I do have all the text messages. Prepare to laugh your ass off. Number 138, following the threesome on May 11th of 2020, McMahon sent an explicit message to Miss Grant that further detailed the fantasies of seeing her engaged in sexual relations. I love it. That's you, Janelle. You just can't get enough, can you? In the future, it's going to be so bad that you'll demand to be fucked twice a day and not just with blank in a three-way. Why not let others see the beautiful, voluptuous body and watch you shake uncontrollably when you come? They'll go out of their minds. Then I'll find more friends and we'll tie you up so you're helpless. I'll direct them to have their way any way they want. Who can make you scream the loudest? Maybe I'll just line them up and have them squirt in your mouth, your pussy, and all over your tits and ass all at the same time.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
You'll be covered in cum, and we'll make you eat it all and taste everybody's cum. The next morning you'll be a little sore, but you're still gonna want more. And after all that fucking over and over, I'll be... At 142, after the threesomes began, McMahon became more sadistic than his fantasies focused on control, such as choking, sensory deprivation, pain, humiliation, and group scenarios in which Miss Grant was to be physically overwhelmed and subservient. Read your last picture. You need your panties ripped off and three big black dicks in all three holes at the same time. Way up your pussy and way up your ass as far as they'll go, but even farther. And the thickest cock goes down your throat so it makes you gag and convulse as those big black cocks pound away. It feels like from the start you're being assaulted, but it's made you come nonstop. Just one, and before you pass out, those big black dicks squirt their loads of cum inside you. As you lay on your stomach, this cum is coming out of all your holes. I'll turn you over and jack off all over you.
I'm leaking!
147. Around this time, McMahon openly shared explicit photographs and salacious stories about Ms. Grant with WWE crew at TV tapings, a group McMahon also referred to as her fan club. Indeed, McMahon exuberantly messaged her a truthful story of having just shared explicit content of her with a group of 12 men on the WWE tech crew and recounted the obscene details he shared with them.
Bet you show up.
I just passed my phone around to a bunch of guys on the tech crew. They were screaming, oh my god, she's fucking beautiful. Look at that ass, I'd like to get that. I paused to count out loud how many guys there were. 12. I then said, okay, there's 12 of you, and she would love to fuck each and every one of you at one time. The guys cheer, but she will only do it if she takes three at a time. That brought a huge reaction.
Only three at a time? I'm sorry, I'm out.
She wants one huge deep. She wants one deep in her ass, one way deep in her throat, and one in her pussy. And you, he spells pussy P-U-S-S-E-Y, by the way.
Well, that's back in the day when it was...
Yeah.
They changed the pronunciation.
And you can pound her and keep on pounding till you pop your load. She may scream and try to say no, although it would be difficult to say anything with a cock down her throat. They laughed. I then said, listen, no matter what, just pound away to you squirt. Baby, these guys were having a blast with me. Some of them don't even believe me, so I said, you were the greatest fuck in the world. And no matter how much you get, you always wanted more. And then I said, she loves cum, baby, these Texas, we call them. We're having the time of their lives listening to my truthful story. I then said you would take a 10-minute break between each fucking, but then you would get back on your hands and knees with your ass in the air and say, okay, I'm ready, who's next? LOL. I drove them wild, baby.
Attitude era.
Or I should say you drove them wild. Just imagine if this really happened, baby, how much cum you would have coming out of all your holes.
Well.
On February the 5th, 2021, McMahon sent Ms. Grant to establish a schedule for when other men, including physical therapists and Lauren and Itis, could have sex with Ms. Grant, which Ms. Grant attempted to rebuff. Exactly, baby. He's not the only one. Called me this afternoon begging to eat you and fuck you with his nice and hard dick.
Now, I want to know how
Give
she
me another...
rebuffed it.
Hmm?
I want to know how she rebuffed it.
Because Give me another
said,
week, baby, and I'll be ready.
That. I quit. Get away from me.
I'm feeling more... She says, give me another week, baby, and I'll be ready. I'm feeling more like myself. It's not great, but it's getting better. Tell him soon. Already told him, baby. By the way, Johnny wants Tuesdays, but not this coming one and the occasional Saturday. But maybe I can shift to Thursday nights. Johnny would like all of the above.
Sounds like she just as guilty as anybody.
Yeah.
It was the shit on the head that did it.
McMahon also indicated on April the 2nd, 2021, that Miss Grant should obey if Laurinaitis wanted to bring in yet more men. Maybe he wants two other guys to join you with him. Holy shit. You've told him you would do anything with him, so if he surprised you with two others, you have no alternative but to take them on. Oh my god, the stories you could tell me then. It makes me want to come right now. By the way, I just thought of what I think is an excellent idea. Maybe you can hint that if he knows someone who can be discreet, it might be better if you and Johnny try him out first, so he can get more comfortable before he's introduced to me. Actually, that makes total sense, doesn't it? On May 24, 2021, McMahon messaged Miss Grant to remind her that a mistake could destroy a career, and that she should pursue verbal communication rather than written when possible. These compliments will keep on coming, baby. Just wait and see. I totally understand and agree, being scared of communications and photos. Johnny gets drunk and sloppy and could easily make a mistake that could cost him his job and yours too. Verbal communication is the way to go. That said, have you and Johnny talked about breakfast tomorrow? We haven't discussed it at all. It's up in the air. Johnny complained about getting a new phone and it just arrived. I haven't set up time to coordinate setting it up with IT because I need to him to assure me that he's erased everything he's ever saved. Truly, I regret that he ever got pics. It's not worth the stressing I'm feeling. I'm done with it. 997. McMahon continued to advertise a sexual encounter with Miss Grant to WWE Superstar during the former negotiation of a booking contract with WWE. Here's what Blank said after I told him that part of the deal was fucking you. LOL, that's your turf. She'll be ruined after me and leave your ass. Plus, after me, your tool won't fit anymore.
I think that's a lot of male, what, dick measuring is what they call it?
Yeah. It's absolutely fucking insane.
That sounds like a bunch of people that aren't 78 and, you know, adults.
Well, there's a lot more that there. I mean, there's a lot more young people in that, by the way.
Oh yeah. Oh man.
I mean, there's young techs and stuff that were saying that, like
One
the crew.
Don't get. There. I mean, well, yeah. This one's almost guaranteed sex, the way they make it sound.
Yeah, it's guaranteed sex.
But they're around gorgeous women all day.
Yeah, and they're fucking them all. I'll bet all the ones that'll
no
give it
telling.
To them. All the ones that'll give it to them. Remember, she says she wants the whole doors blown off. So there's probably way more coming out about the WWE in the future. This is just the start.
Sure, there is. Oh, so the Dark Side of the Ring's going to have a special, eh?
Oh, God, yes. The ring's going to get so fucking dark, people won't look at the WWE the same anymore.
It's going to be darker than her butt.
Yeah.
Because that thing's black and blue.
Holy shit, that's,
That's kind of,
Yeah.
I feel for her if it's true. But, it sounds like she was all about it until he started, I guess, over-advertising her to people.
Oh, yeah. He was like, hey, you want to go fuck her? Hey, how about this one? But, you know, he's from an old-school mindset.
Hey, y'all like yogurt? Here's some yogurt here. Y'all want some yogurt? Oh, should I share everything? Ah, yogurt.
Pretty much.
I'm not that big a fan of yogurt. TCBY, maybe.
He's like, hey, you want pussy? Yeah, look at this pussy. This is a fine piece of pussy right there.
Big pussy, small pussy, big pussy.
You don't want it? You must be gay.
So, That's still
You're
done.
Done. Yep. That's
Cheech
still done.
Cha.
So,
or just
yeah, Cheech. Just Cheech. But yeah, anyway, that is fucking nuts. One of the biggest scandals to hit wrestling ever. I think.
Yeah, I'd say ever.
Just incredible. And more information is going to come out about this in the future. So, we do have a lot of articles to talk about later on. So, on next Friday, I'm going to be bringing up a lot of stuff. It's going to be run one after the other after the other. We've got a lot to talk about with the layoffs, a lot of these more companies that are like, hey, we don't want to do physical games anymore. Microsoft just announcing that they've gotten rid of their physical games department. They're basically getting rid of all the people that work with that. Oh, no, they want you to subscribe to all your games now.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Well, yeah, a lot of people are going to be done with gaming or find something else to do.
I mean, if I can't have a hard copy, I don't want it, because anything can happen with online copy.
Absolutely.
You think about people, and same reason I don't buy games that are online only with the
disc. Right, yeah.
Is because as soon as they move on to something different, that disc, unplayable, and you just wait, you know. I mean, you've played it, but I would say, if you get a game, you want to play it for as long as you're able to.
Absolutely.
Not depending on when they're like, we're tired of keeping the server up.
Yep. So, anyway, that's about all we have on this one. And,
That's about all? I mean, that was a big something.
Yeah, that's about all we have on this one. Of course, I got way more articles coming up. And by the way, just in case you're curious, Tom McDonald put out a song with Ben Shapiro where Ben Shapiro raps. And it's something. It's definitely something. But it's funny because he's just standing there in a hoodie. He's just standing there in a hoodie wondering, like, what am I doing? Like, he doesn't know where he's at.
It reminds me of is
Sheldon.
Shirani on SNL shorts when Adam Sandberg, he'd have like, can't remember, got beat up by Chris Brown.
Oh, yeah!
Had her Rihanna? On there. Rihanna. Have her on there, and she would start kind of hand it to the shower, and he'd go, he'd just mumble the rap, and as soon as she'd leave, he wasn't shy, so he'd start like gangster rapping. It was hilarious. And then she'd come in, and then he pissed himself. Da 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 da.
All right. Well, on that one, we will see you guys next time with just me on the Grim Ranch Show, and maybe Empress if I can find her to see what the hell she's going to do. But at any rate, this is the last one we're having with Dead Penetration, so...
Oh, yeah. At least for now.
At least for now. Well,
I mean... It always depends on
It depends on what happens with the scheduling, but I think you guys will like what we've planned a lot better than the show.
Probably.
And to be fair, you've done the show for a long time, so it's good to move on to maybe something a little different and something that you might enjoy a little more.
Oh, yeah.
So, like I said, we are going to start doing more movies on that and, you know, the commentary, because you guys do like those. And we're going to do the games more as well, because those are good, and I think they're more interactive. We can have more fun, and it's just something different. But it is 2024. We're changing some things, you know. I'm going to start having more dedicated months. You know, so we're definitely doing a dedicated month next month. You'll be seeing a lot more. Well, we'll talk about it when that time comes. But you're just going to see a change in the content. Don't worry, it's not permanent. Remember, we're doing different things with different months, and we're going to see, you know, how it works out. What's in for? Because, I mean, we're not getting rid of our AVN content, but we're going to be scaling that back for certain months, and we're going to be scaling hentai content back certain months. We're going to be scaling comics back certain months. It just depends. We're going to, you know, different months will have an increased amount of content.
They want to leave comments of things they might like to see.
So it's going to be different. And I want to give people something different all the time. Of course, you're always going to get AVNs because that's just something I love to do. But we're always going to have something more on a certain month. So people have been asking me, hey, when are you going to do this? When are you going to do that? Well, just wait. We're going to have that on a certain month. And then we're going to just completely give you like a ridiculous amount of it. And you'll be like, oh shit, this is more than I wanted. It's like, yeah, we're giving you what you want. We're just making sure that we do something different all the time. Because that's what keeps it fresh. So don't unsubscribe because 1 month we're doing something different. We're not changing anything. So if I see you unsubscribe, it's fine if you want to do a temporary, like, okay, I'm not interested in this month. That's cool, but you may miss out on being a dick, you may miss out on Luster, you may miss out on Return to Mia, because Lost Academy, stuff like that, we're not stopping those, and I know you guys are still going to be there for those, but there just might be some that you're not going to get, and comics are always going to be on Wednesday regardless, so that's just how it is. But at any rate, we are out, we'll see you next time.
Later.
Enjoy the climb.